Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 23, verse 4. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid of anything, because you are with me. Life and death live alongside one another. It's been said that we all live with a terminal disease. It's called life. But that doesn't mean that we necessarily find the idea of death easy. When I was a little boy, I was terrified at the thought of death. I lived in a loving, happy and secure home, and I was appalled by the thought that it could ever come to an end. David is completely straightforward about the challenges of life and death, and was clear that even in the darkest moments, God was there beside him. There was never any need for him to be afraid, even when he stared death in the face, as he did on many occasions. When I was 12 years old, I decided to follow Jesus, and one of the most immediate consequences of that decision was that my fear of death evaporated. I still have plenty of questions about death and what comes next. The Bible doesn't provide us with clear answers to these important questions, not because they don't matter, but because we would never be able to understand them. Beyond this life, we'll be taken out of space and time, and those two dimensions define our present lives. The life to come will be indescribably better than anything we've ever experienced in this life, because we'll be in the pure presence of a perfect God. From time to time, all of us pass through the valley of the shadow of death. There is no way of avoiding it, but what we can avoid is fear. God's desire is that we should know his presence and his peace even in the saddest, loneliest, and most tragic of valleys. Let's pray together. Thank you that through Jesus' death and resurrection, the sting of death has been taken away. Help us to know your living presence with us, even in the darkest valleys. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.